This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we are, Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. This year is come and almost gone, like a whirlwind. It's been a little over a year since President Trump became president-elect, since we defeated the fake media, the controlled corporate press, since we began the process of restoring our republic, since we began to rekindle our spirits again and not let the globalists break our will. But make no mistake, this is metaphysical. This is spiritual. The globalists are social engineers who lust after dominating and controlling people and breaking their will, breaking their cultures, and turning them into zombies. It is very exhilarating and very exciting, but also paradoxical, that when I see listeners of my television show or my radio show, the simulcast, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, they have light in their eyes, they're excited, they're involved, they are alive. And then when I see people that either aren't politically awake or aware or are political enemies, you cannot overestimate how slob-like, zombie-like, and enslaved they are. It truly is sad to see the majority of people under globalist control being shiftless, hateful, vicious, desperate, lost individuals. Now, there's a small percentage of those that serve globalism that are totally conscious of it and are just very mercenary when it comes to following the central engineer's blueprint. That said, though, I don't get out in public a ton, but I recently, a few days ago, took my mother-in-law and my family to the shopping mall. It was a nice day. It was an open-air mall called The Domain here in Austin, Texas. And we went to three stores. We were only there about an hour and a half. I guess one restaurant, so four places. So I guess counting the restaurant about, I don't know, 3.5 hours. And I ran into so many listeners and so many fans. It was very, very humbling because they had so much electricity in their eyes. And in one of the shops I went in, both the women that owned the shop were fans and listeners, but they were taking action. They've been visiting family and friends out in Oregon during the election last year. And they plastered the town. They said they had a few drinks to make it even more fun. Plastered the town at night with over 500 Hillary for prison stickers that also have Infowars.com on them. I thought, well, that's amazing. Thank you. So I bought a jacket vest that I was in there getting. And I went on down the street and ran into a really nice Hispanic couple who also told me about how they put Infowars stickers up in Austin, how much fun they had. Then I ran into another Hispanic couple. This guy's made an amazing app called the InfoWarrior that I just discovered again a few days ago. That's amazing. And I might be working with him on some stuff. It was just crazy how many of the people were so optimistic but were also taking action and knew that they were part of something historical. And look, Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But we've turned the corner on globalism. You know the New World Order is upset by the way they're behaving. It's an amazing time to be alive. So as Thanksgiving approaches, I'm very, very thankful for all of you out there. And I'm very, very thankful for all of our affiliates, our sponsors, everybody else. And just in closing here, before we come back with the broadcast, I just wanted to say that we have Black Friday, Cyber Monday specials that are extended right into next week. But a lot of these sales are only one day only because we have limited supplies or while supplies last. So all the specials of yesterday, Brain Force 50% off and 25% off Pro Pure super high quality water filters, that is extending today into Tuesday. But the new specials are Silver Bullet at 67% off high quality colloidal silver. That is $9.95, 67% off. And also knock out the amazing Sleep Aid. It's got the 9 different healthy ingredients from L-tryptophan to the melatonin, you name it. That's knockout available. So those are just some of the specials. Free shipping store-wide. We've decided to extend, but we're going to have to end that soon, obviously. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back on the other side. But again, thank you all for being part of history. I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's put under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like Brain Force 50% off, ProPure Water Filter 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Mike Cernovich hosting this hour, and we've got a special guest in studio, but he's in the shadows over there, just like Drudge did 2 years ago. He's been a friend of the show for 4 or 5 years, and I've met him before. He's friends with some of the crew here. He's a fellow Austinite. His business is pretty close to here. And I've got a shot for TV viewers of where he was at the Country Music Festival, right up towards the right-hand side of the stage. And so he is here with us right now to break down some of the things he witnessed, because the reports are there's two shooters, and we already played video last night, and there's countless videos of folks at other hotels saying there were shell casings, people shot, cops. You can hear off in the distance that up close, bam, 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 at Mandalay Bay. So we're just going to call this fellow David, a friend of mine. David, please tell folks exactly what you witnessed and what you saw.
Aaron, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
We were on the right side of the stage. We were in the as close as you could get to the musicians' area in the VIP section. They call it the Neon Lounge. It was about 100-yard section where there was an elevated VIP. It was that white tent that I think you see in some of the videos. And then closer to the musician side were air-conditioned toilets, porta-potties that were on trailers. There was three on one side, one on the other, and then there was a bar on one side, and then a barbecue place that was supposedly Texas barbecue right there by the right at the, as far as you could go forward to the stage in the VIP area.
So it's a barbecue place. You're in the Neon Lounge. You're right here in the VIP area.
Yeah, we're in the lower section where the bathrooms were, up next to the musicians' trailer. So there's flush with the stage comes out a cyclone fence that the musicians' trailers that went back towards the strip. They were lined up against that fence. We were as close as you can get in the general admission section, and it's just packed, wall-to-wall people from us to the stage, as far as you can see all around there. We're watching, halfway through Jason Aldean's show, and you hear a pop, 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 and it's in that one that's in the distance, I believe, Somebody says, "Oh, there's fireworks." And I turn around and I'm looking, and we're as close as you can get to the corner of Mandalay Bay Road and Flamingo. So we're as close as you can get to where the eventual shooter was from. But in the beginning, you hear that pop, 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 and it's in the distance. And I got to admit, I've never heard gunfire coming at me. I shoot a lot of guns. We have ARs. We have all kinds of guns. And my family, we shoot. And so I know what the guns sound like going away, but coming at you, it's a whole different world. But the first rounds were not coming at us. They were going in different directions. And I assume that when they were shooting, somebody was shooting over at the tanks at some point, and that was probably in the beginning trying to blow those up, as they've come out and said. But my first reaction when I looked back was, okay, it stopped. There's nothing there. That was probably just something, some anomaly. I looked back, and Aldean plays for another 10 seconds, and then I see a spark come off the right screen where you know, where we were is a weird angle. You couldn't always see the stage, so we're kind of looking at the screen. I see a spark come off the top of the screen, and the next round of volley comes through, and it's a round of over 40, 50 rounds. It's probably close to 100 rounds. Now, as I listen to some of the sound, I mean, some of the replays from people, but at the time, you're just not cognizant of it. You're just like, wait, that's real. And my wife and our friends are, you know, we're up against the gate, that's the divider, the metal divider, which is one of the dividers they ended up using for to carry people out. We're up against that divider. We turn around. I turn around. I see somebody duck behind one of the porta potties, and they're about 12 foot tall on top of those trailers. And I'm still hearing sounds. And my first reaction is, you know, there's a drug shootout, a gang shootout at the Mandalay Bay, because it sounds there's overlapping fire. And when people say there was multiple shooters, it sounded like multiple shooters. Granted, there's echoes going off of a 45 degree angle off the Luxor and off the different, you know, angles of the of Mandalay.
Sure, but I mean, I've had the former head of SEAL Team 6. I've had them all on. They hear it. It's not echoes. And you've got the CAD videos and others where it's barely. And then 45 seconds later, boom, 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 at Mandalay. She's right as a cab, right below where the shoots. There are bullets coming out of there. So, but like you and others have said, you hear it all in the first 2 minutes, right? There's only one shooter after that. Is that correct?
Yeah, after the first 2 or 3 minutes, there's only one shooter, and it's coming over our head into the area behind us. We're on that right side.
Because you're up under the stage, so he's got to shoot over you.
No, we're on the right side, closest to Mandalay Bay.
Sure, right here. So you're open.
The people that were on the left-hand side of the stage, looking at the stage on the left-hand side, those are the ones who stayed longer and stayed down from what I've seen in the videos. But the people behind us, they're the
ones. So you were here over on the right, and it's shooting down towards you this way.
Yeah, we're the closest you can get to his field of fire.
And then the other folks are over here.
Yeah.
So most of the dead were in here.
Most of the dead were in that right side section. So there was a divider coming out of the middle of the stage. There's a catwalk for the musicians to run out through the middle. And then all of the power cords that ran to the sound guys and the light guys, that they were probably 50 yards out into the middle of the field. And it was divided right side, left side.
Well, we played the video a lot. We got Mike Cernovich co-hosting here, but stay with us some more. He's got a lot of other issues to cover. And Paul Watson, because we're not a cult here, he doesn't disagree with me. He just says multiple shooters is a distraction from the whole ISIS narrative. All I'm saying is I've seen the videos where there's shots 45 seconds apart, clearly different firearms. Top experts have seen this. Mike Cernovich, what do you think about this whole situation?
Yeah, I'm with I know what you're doing. And what you're doing is you always analyze issues from every perspective. The thing now, though, is you are like the Yankees. You have hosted the President of the United States of America. So even when investigating stories, you have to be very, very careful now, because you are at the level of the Washington Post, the New York Times, and everybody's looking to take you out of context and kind of catch you slipping. And that's what they're going to try to do with the because we know that you're not saying there's a second shooter. We know you're just analyzing it and asking questions. But we have to be careful and not let the enemy media catch us off guard or off
balance. Sure. What do you overall make, though, just of this whole situation? Clearly, when they come out day one and say no Islamic connection, when they say they don't know what happened, but no Islamic connection, and he acted alone, then the sheriff's department contradicts all that. Cernovich, what are your sources saying?
Well, the New York Times, the report for the New York Times had even said that you should not dismiss the ISIS connection, actually. A very well-respected reporter on terrorism did a lengthy Twitter essay on why you can't just dismiss
ISIS. Yeah, I saw that. That's because they know what's coming.
So I think that anybody who's not looking into the ISIS connection, remember, ISIS doesn't take credits for attacks, for any old random attack. They only take credit for attacks that they've actually done and that they've been responsible for. So when people are dismissing the ISIS angle right away, I'm thinking, no, you know, what are you doing? But here's what I want to know, Alex. Why is it, if I'm at Las Vegas at a blackjack table and I shake your hand and you give me a nickel, that's caught on camera. So why don't we have any footage of people helping him load the guns, the weapons, the people who came and saw?
Exactly. If they know you're counting cards at a blackjack table, how on earth do they not know 23 guns, thousands of rounds of ammo? That really is the big issue.
Yeah, four. I think now it's up to 40 guns, 23 long rifles. If you do the math, he had over 300 pounds of equipment, weapons, firearms, and everything. So I want to know why is Mandalay Bay not released that footage.
And it turns out they are a bunch of SJWs hooked in with the Islamicists.
Well, if it were, that's the issue, is if there were an Islamic terrorist connection, that would be buried by the Mandalay Bay. They wouldn't want that to get out there. Otherwise, you just release the footage, right? The footage.
We're going to break. Again. Stay there. Mike Cernovich, Ed Cernovich on Twitter. Going to break is in 30 seconds, David, one of the survivors, you and your wife. What do you think of this first approximation?
You know, there definitely were multiple shooters. There had to be. There's no way that you had the overlapping shooting. I don't know about everything else that's come out, but what we heard and what we saw, that first 2 or 3 minutes.
Sure, a person knows an echo. Echo. Yeah. Echo. Echo. Ricola. Ricola.
Exactly.
Clearly. I mean, you can hear a heavier belt gun. You hear some other guns that are firing 30 round mags. That's what I hear, and that's what the best soldiers in the world tell me. But I get what Cernovich is saying. That becomes a distraction of the overall ISIS situation.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you
you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You know, I got to say it as we send out this SOS. Alex Jones here, back live. I'm sitting here with David, who I've known 4 or 5 years. And he's a nice, smart entrepreneur, patriot here in Austin. And he's not giving his full name or getting out there in the light because he didn't want any repercussions. But as conservatives or patriots, we don't make a big deal out of things. But he literally was in the main fire area, people getting shot all around him with his wife. And he was talking about just the sound of those bullets coming right by his head, just shroom, where you feel it come by. It has like a wave in front of it. The difference between seeing people, you know, in shootouts on television or movies and actually being in the way he's just calm. It's not like Dr. Phil or Oprah. He's crying and we're going to him and his lips shaking. He's just a patriot in here telling you what went on. But regardless, this appears to be an ISIS attack, and that's what our sources are telling us. That's what Mike Cernovich is saying the investigation is leading towards. We know the FBI covered it up. We know now it's coming out. It's on Infowars.com that we have him checked in days before. We have the valet. We have the parking stubs. We have the food being bought. That's all confirmed now. So we've got him day one saying it's not Islamic. We've got him day one saying that he checked in a wrong day. There's clearly a cover up here, Mike Cernovich. What do you think's behind this? And why would they want to cover up if it is indeed an ISIS attack? Is the target, the motive, the history, the connections, ISIS taking credit? I mean, this is hiding in plain view. The left's already busy blaming conservatives, liberals, gun owners, America. But then we're not supposed to speculate when the facts are pretty clear.
Oh, well, that let me segue, too, into a horrific story from the New Republic that I sent, you know, Nico and the great crew. The New Republic is claiming that Gavin McInnes and I celebrated the Las Vegas shooting. This is, I sent him the screen cap, the link and everything.
Let's put it on screen. But, I mean, that's a fiction publication. When that publication is not calling for overthrowing the president, I guess they're putting this stuff out.
Yeah, and that's how desperate the media is.
What was the name of the headline? I'll put it on. I'll get them to search it if they missed it.
Okay, they say alt-light celebrating Las Vegas shooting. Is the headline.
But that's the CBS vice president and all the Hollywood stars. That's not us.
Yeah, why the alt-light celebrated the Las Vegas massacre. When I saw this, Alex, you know, I'm used to being lied about repeatedly, and very rarely do I read something that makes my stomach churn where I think, how could they do this? Right, to show that any of us would celebrate this or to claim that Gavin McInnes supports this. This is the New Republic. That used to be the publication for Bill Clinton. Remember that? That was the official publication that Bill Clinton would read on Air Force One, was the New Republic celebrating.
Now where's the actual quote? I'm reading it. I don't see you guys saying that.
Well, no. The idea that we would is, of course, appalling. But that is how desperate they are to distract from Islamic terrorism that now they're just outright fabricating. Oh, well, they celebrated. First of all, the alt-light is a term created by neo-Nazis. So anybody who actually uses the term alt-right.
Yeah, you've always been critical. You've never been said you're part of it, and they say you are. That's a Hillary term. You're going to come back and host the rest of the show in a moment. I want to get your full breakdown on this, Mike Cernovich. But first off, just getting back to the loose ends, we have videos of people at other facilities saying the cops are there, bullets, people shot. I think this was a much larger attack. That's what I've got from my sources that are very, very high level. This is going to come out. What is the left going to do when it begins to come out? I believe if it comes out, it's Islamic terror. David, what do you think?
If it is, I mean, it's incredible if it comes out that it is, and they're holding that back. That's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, real quick, one thing I just want to say is had that not been the crowd it was, there would have been far more deaths. And you really have to think, and thank God that the people that were there were I'd say 20 or 30% or more former active were active duty or, you know, veterans that were in there. And then you had a ton of first responders in there. And they, you know, they knew how to react in that situation. You know, I didn't. We didn't. And, you know, you would have seen a lot more deaths in that scenario if that wasn't the crowd that was there.
What type of things did you see? Just the way they were rendering aid, the way they went to cover. A lot of folks started running towards the building, I know.
We were there with friends who were first responders. And when we went and took cover underneath that, the porta potty, the toilet trailer, and the bullets are coming over, it went on for 7 minutes. And our friend said, look, people are going under the stage, the bleachers of the Neon Lounge, the VIP lounge area. And so my wife and I ran across there while they were still shooting and made our way down that direction. Our friends were going to follow us. They didn't. They stayed. He carried multiple people out afterwards, he told us. And they used the fencing to carry people out. And it's the first responders, the police on the ground. I mean, everybody was pretty amazing on how they dealt.
And these are the people really doing this hard work. Meanwhile, the NFL takes a knee during the time to honor them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame.
You survived this with your family. Any other pieces of info you'd like to impart to folks?
You know, probably.
I've known you for a while. People would have told me 5 years ago when I first met you, and you've done some work for us, you've done some nice things for the operation, just not the goodness of your heart. If I'd have thought we'd be having a discussion of you surviving a mass terror attack, it's Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it is. It was surreal when it happened, and until you have a gun fired at you, you don't know how you respond, and you don't know what it is, and you know, people were screaming and crying and everything, and you know, just pray for all the victims, pray for the families of the victims. I mean, those people, and donate to the victims. I mean, the funds that are out there. I think there's a GoFundMe site that.
I noticed none of them are out there saying take somebody else's rights out of this. They're just such good people.
They are.
You know, we've got the war room coming up, and if you've got more to say, I'd love to have them.
I have one more thing, real quick. I would like to say is, you know, one of the officers that were there were doing their best with what they had. Most of those guys were only carrying sidearms. And, you know, they're trying to defend people against somebody using a long arm.
And even if he had a rifle, I don't know if I'd have been shooting at the hotel because I might miss and shoot somebody else.
No,
I mean, what do you do when you're 600 yards away, even if you see the muzzle flash? I'm a good shot. I can shoot bullseye at 400 yards. But, I mean, I don't think I could make that shot 600 yards.
Where we were at that closest corner, if you saw the video where the policemen who were hunched down behind that Mason wall, the block wall, we were 30 yards behind them. And at that point, I think you're about 250 to that window. And 250 yards, but nobody had a long gun over there. The long guns were on the backside in the trucks, on the backside of the venue. You know, the other thing is MGM owns that ground underneath that concert, and MGM owns Mandalay Bay too, right?
And there's all the weird Islamic connections.
So, yeah, it's a little too strange.
Well, this is powerful. So we've got another 3-hour show coming up. If we could, while you're here, I need to go run your businesses. If you want to get with one of the folks and have them just audio record any other points you'd like to make, we'd like to air it on the War Room. Thank you so much, David. We're glad you survived. Thank God.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to turn this over to Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich on Twitter, a great investigative journalist, filmmaker in his own right. Thanks for letting me crowd in on you today. It's hard to get you to host a show. You're a busy guy, but it's good to have you here. So tell us what's coming up in the next 30 minutes when you host.
Well, very, very, very important for people to know that Alex Jones was right, and the Hollywood casting couch, the sex trafficking, the abuse of women, the sexual predators, Harvey Weinstein, nobody was more connected to Democrats than Harvey Weinstein. So before you go, I have a quick question for you. Why did Barack Obama, who took millions of dollars from Harvey Weinstein, send his own daughter to interview with Weinstein, knowing Weinstein is a sexual predator?
I don't think those daughters are really his daughters. For people we know, they're just cut out beards. I'm not against Obama that he's gay. It's just that him and his whole fake relationship is a fiction. What do you think?
I'm very disturbed that he would send his own daughter in to intern with Harvey Weinstein, who everybody knew, but the media wouldn't cover it.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist
engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like Brainforce 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Will they disavow Weinstein, Bernstein, Greatstein, Hollywood Street, Globalist Street, Meryl Streep? She likes him. She likes Roman Polanski. Let's break a little bit. That is another great Cernovich production at Cernovich on Twitter. Everything he does is 5, 10 million views. Amazing to see the common sense of that. Will they disavow the sexual predator when the Clintons have their own house of skeletons? It's not a house of cards. It's a house of skeletons. Mike Cernovich, what do you think?
Yeah, we have to demand that they disavow them. That's what I said earlier before the final segment is. You have been on the forefront of women's rights for decades by taking on the real predators, the real predators like Harvey Weinstein. There, John Travolta had claimed that he, as a young boy, was forced to fellate Hollywood directors and stuff like that. So everybody in the media, in the Democrat Party, were complicit and part of a conspiracy of silence to protect Harvey Weinstein. And this just shows once again that Alex Jones is right, but they're not going to give you the credit that you deserve. Why can't they just say Alex Jones is right about the Hollywood people? Why won't they just say that?
Is this, well, I mean, a lot of folks are talking about, not just me, but is the house of skeletons, is the house of pedophilia, is the house of rape beginning to collapse? Why is this coming out now?
Yeah, the door has been opened, and I think the pedophile stuff is going to come out. I was actually approached by a world-famous childhood actor who wanted to come forward with the story, and I was going to go forward and break the story, but then he told me he can't do it anymore, and I go, why? He goes, you don't understand. They're going to come for everybody's family, and he just kind of, you know, disappeared.
Yeah, I've talked to some of those same famous names, and it's because the phones are tapped, and in fact, I don't even know. It's quite a few folks.
Yeah, and if you read that article, The Cut, there's a line in there which says that he beat up a woman, a young girl. He beat her up. Photographers were all there taking his pictures, but nobody would come forward because, and I quote, he had too many journalists on staff.
I was about to say, but what about Meryl Streep getting up when they were trying to extradite Roman Polanski for kidnapping and raping an 11-year-old girl anally until she was bleeding everywhere? And I don't want to be gross. I'm not into that. But folks need to know I've got daughters. Everybody's got daughters. You've got a daughter. Makes me want to kill people. I'm not saying I am. But these are like old pig-like men raping little girls. And they're not even doing it. You know, it's hurting them even worse. It's like the worst thing you could do. And then Meryl Streep gets up at the Oscars and praises him. It's like, what the hell's wrong with these people?
Meryl Streep also called Harvey Weinstein a god. She goes, I would like to thank God. Oh, I mean Harvey Weinstein. So there's no doubt now that Meryl Streep is part of a conspiracy of sexual predators. And they can.
There's no doubt. I mean, she's, who knows? They use women and children as procurers. Is she like what they drive by on the ice cream truck going, look, I've got a puppy. I've got ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I told them. Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, do people like Meryl Streep? Yeah, because we know reportedly the woman who lured the 13-year-old in for Polanski to go and, you know, rape her in the rear end. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, well, Jeffrey Epstein actually had a woman, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is allegedly his pedophile madam. And that's what she would do. She would say, oh, I'm a model recruiter. So I can imagine that Meryl Streep.
Sure, just like Renfield recruited for Dracula. It's women and young people recruiting for these predators.
Right, and Meryl Streep, and again, that's why they all hate Trump, because, and that's why they hate General Flynn, because they were investigating the pedophiles and the pedophilia. That's the real big story nobody wants to talk about, is the real reason they went after General Mike Flynn is because he was really focusing on pedophilia, and he had happened upon the story accidentally, and that's why Deep State freaked out. And, of course, hopefully this comes out if, you know, unfortunately General Flynn can't talk to anybody because lawyers' advice and everything. But there's more of this. That's the whole point, is there's a reason the media keeps freaking out about us and trying to frame us for a story we had nothing to do with.
And by the way, not to make it about us, but I've got all these articles saying we're fake news, even though we didn't say there weren't shooters there, and myself and others. And then they say ban us, and then Google's now banning stuff, some of our stuff as well, but then claiming that I said no one was shot when I've been saying day one it was real. I mean, this is, like you said, it's next level lying, Mike.
Yeah, I actually had that. I'm going to be on HBO tonight. They're doing a big special on me. And they came out of my own house and lied about things that I had written and kept trying to checkmate me and kept that's what they try to do. But the way I look at it is, if HBO wants to spend $100,000 to put my handsome face on television, then
they don't get it. It's just like Megyn Kelly. They made me look like an idiot and edited it. But people didn't care just because they hate them already. Even though I look terrible because what they did, everybody still loved me. Because by the system attacking me, they make us the hero. They don't. They're so narcissistic, Cernovich. They don't get how much they're hated.
Yeah, they don't understand that Conor McGregor, even though he lost the fight, it's not about if you win or lose. It is about what kind of people in America will stand up on behalf of the people who have been silenced and bullied and attacked.
It's about who will get in the arena.
Yeah, exactly. So they can come in and try to hit you and dig stuff up and take you out of context. All people know is that guy, That guy right there is willing to stand up against the globalists, stand up against the pedophiles, stand up against the Hollywood people. I mean, the whole thing about Harvey Weinstein, I would have broken that story any day of the week. But everybody else in media covered it up for decades. Me,
I'm going to ask you again, why is it breaking now?
Well, you know, there's a good question about maybe there were other things he was worried about. So Harvey Weinstein...
Yeah, so they detonate it just like Red Adair would blow up an oil well with dynamite so it quit burning. You've got to go ahead and give him a story up front to make it about that and not the other stuff.
Yeah, so
he didn't just like oysters, he also likes snails.
Yeah, that's exactly the issue, is that I think what was going to surface are things much more nefarious. So because of that, he just gave them the story and said, okay, I'll let you call me a sexual harasser. I'll let you say that I tried to get 19-year-old women to watch me shower. But let's not talk about anything else that there might be underneath there. And then, of course, the media, which covered up for him for decades as part of a conspiracy of silence, said, okay, so you'll give us this one story, but we just can't talk about the other stuff, which we don't want to talk about anyway because it'll hurt Democrats. Okay, well, we'll run this one story.
Well, let me ask you this, because, I mean, I'm sitting here shifting gears. I mean, you're taking over at the end. Hopefully you'll come on the war room. I know you're a busy guy, but I got the Las Vegas, Nevada Country Music Fest in my hand, Route 91. I got this from a friend of mine, a guy that I've known for 4.5, 5 years, a great patriot in the community. He and his wife barely survived the attack. They went with cops to the event who didn't even hide. We're like, I'm going to make them heroes. It's true. They're dragging people bleeding, you know, to safety as they're getting shot at. That's just the training, great people. And I'm sitting here looking at this. This really happened. This really unfolded. And why, if Trump has the intel that it's an ISIS attack, won't he release it? Well, I know they're telling me it's an investigation, sir, and there's coded messages. But, I mean, listen, Mike, I really got this from the hostage rescue team. These are real people. This really happened. So I think this is going to come out. What are they going to do when it comes out? Or can they spin it?
Well, the same way they call Fort Hood shooting workplace violence, right? Remember that?
Major Hassan, for almost 4 years, they said it wasn't Islamic.
Yeah, so an Islamic terrorist shot up a bunch of people on Army base, murdered people.
Hitler killing, you know, millions of people. That was workplace violence too, right?
Well, you know, were there moderate Nazis? You know, you must not let your hatred of Hitler allow you to tarnish the moderate Nazis out there, of course, who are peaceful, loving, right?
Now, let's be clear. You're being sarcastic. They'll say you're saying that. Well, we're saying like radical Islam. We need to criticize the whole thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I can see them trying to clip that and be like, oh, you know. But people.
Cernovich makes light of Nazis.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They fired Kurt Schilling for making a meme about who actually has killed more people. The actually radical Islamic terror and jihad has killed more people. And then he gets fired from ESPN. But, of course, if you go on ESPN and you say white people deserve to be murdered and we should murder all white people, well, then you're okay and ESPN will keep you.
And then if you support Martin Luther King and say that's racist, they say you're a white supremacist.
Yeah, exactly. People are waking up, though. That's the whole point.
All right, Mike, I'm going to hear you in the final segment straight ahead. Mike Cernovich, and hopefully he'll be on the War Room today as well, coming up in T-minus 18 minutes. I'm Alex Jones.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, Cernovich.com, CERNOVICH.com. We're going to talk about all Weinstein today because it validates a lot of things we've talked about, and that we now have proof the media has covered up Harvey Weinstein's acts. Now, this isn't only about Hollywood. He has been a major backer of Hillary Clinton, major backer of Barack Obama, major backer of Charles Schumer, major backer of the Democrats. According to an article in The Cut, he assaulted a young female journalist, threw her on the ground, smashed her head in. Photographers from the New York Times took the picture, and they never ran it. Photographers from every mainstream outlet in the world took the photographs, and they never ran it, because they have to protect the Hollywood predators, the Hollywood sexual predators at all costs. So even though Weinstein has been caught now, caught being a sexual predator, all you got to do is take one look at the guy, and nobody would ever let their child around him. And yet Barack Obama sent his young daughter to intern for Weinstein. Go ahead and explain that to me, how that works. What kind of payback is that for the millions of dollars? I don't even want to think about the implications of that, because it's too horrific as a father of a daughter. But Weinstein, rather than owning it and taking responsibility, he is now blaming a vast right-wing conspiracy. So let's check out the video where he is freaking out.
Go well, Harvey. You got your office. How you doing, Harvey?
You guys have always been good to me.
Definitely.
And you know, whatever, I respect you.
I respect you too.
You have a job.
Harvey, how's your wife taking everything? But just
I'm not answering any questions.
No comments, guys.
I know you have a job to do.
No problem.
How you doing, Harvey?
You ready to go back to work some more?
I gotta go to work.
Hi, Harvey.
Thank you, guys.
Good to see you, Harvey.
I'm not rich like you guys.
Nah. All right. Thank you, Harvey.
You notice he says, "You've always been good to me." That right there is the buried lead. Harvey Weinstein is saying, "You've always been good to me." In other words, you have always covered up the sexual predator offenses. You've always covered up the casting couch in Hollywood. You've always tried to prevent anybody from investigating pedophilia in child in Hollywood to the child molesters. There was, of course, an actor too in Glee caught with 40,000. Yeah, Harvey Weinstein said he could spin or suppress anything because there were so many journalists on his payroll. And that article is horrific because so-called reporters from the New York Times and the Washington Post were there and they took pictures and they never ran it. So now you know why they call this fake news. Now you know why they call InfoWars fake news and Alex fake news and Cernovich fake news. They don't want us looking into this stuff. They want to control the narrative, and they are willing to cover up sexual predators, casting couch practices, the, you know, the sacrifices that some people claim that they do. John Travolta claimed that he was forced to give a fellatio again to when he was underage. You don't have to look very hard, but that's what they do. And then, of course, there was a Hollywood actor, Glee, big show, 40,000 child pornography images. He was such a pedophile that he carried them around on a thumb drive. There were 4,000. He couldn't be away from, and this, by the way, you know, because a lot of people go child pornography. We're not talking about a 17-year-old, 364-day-old girl who looks maybe 20, under 10. He had images of 6-year-olds in sexual positions, 6-year-old children, sexual acts. And he was such a degenerate, he would carry it on a thumb drive. Was he sharing that thumb drive with other people in Hollywood? Were they swapping images around? Were they trading pornographic images, child pornography, like baseball cards? Nobody in the media wants to ask this. They'll go, oh, isolated incident. How many more isolated incidents do we need? Let's talk again about Jacob Short. Yeah, the Glee star, Mark Salling. Child pornography. Why is this not a bigger story? Why is the media afraid of us asking questions about pedophilia and pedophiles in Hollywood? They're terrified of it, right? They're terrified of it. The question is why? Why don't they want us to ask? Well, Harvey Weinstein has said, you've always been good to me, to the media. I love you guys. You've always been good to me. Thank you for covering up for me for decades. What else are they covering up? And then, of course, you got to remember Anthony Weiner going to prison now for 21 months. Child pornography. The mayor of Seattle accused of multiple cases of pedophilia. There are so many. I was actually talking to my journalist, CarissaErnrich.com, and I go, guys, I can't keep track of all. We have to do like a list of all the Democrats who've been caught up. We got Jacob Schwartz, who was an honored guest on CNN. You can find his picture with Brooke. There's a news anchor, Brooke something or other. I forget her name. That's the thing, is people are so irrelevant to me. I don't even know their names or how to say it. But Brooke, who's a CNN anchor, was hanging out, partying with Jacob Schwartz, who was caught with child pornography. At least 11 mayors accused of child sexual related crimes since 2016. This is an epidemic. Everywhere you look. Dennis Hastert, by the way, there are Republicans doing it too. That's the whole reason Republicans in Congress hate InfoWars and hate everyone listening as much as the Democrats do. So this is not a partisan issue, by the way. This is a very – Democrats do seem to get caught more than Republicans, but there is more than enough of this in the Republican world to go around. So my question is, why will Congress not hold hearings into pedophilia in Hollywood? Why not? It's a federal crime. Child molestation, child pornography, these are all federal crimes. So why will they not hold investigations into pedophiles in Hollywood? Well, because just like Bill Clinton would travel with Jeffrey Epstein on the Lolita Express and have sex with underage girls, the people in the House of Representatives, the people in the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, they're going on yacht parties with Harvey Weinstein and other Hollywood people, and they are partying, and they are doing things that most people couldn't even imagine doing. So Congress will never see a vice writer accused of raping multiple women. You can't even keep track, by the way. That's why people go, why do you guys get so fired up? Because we can't even keep track of all this stuff. You have a vice writer, which is a social justice magazine, accused of raping multiple women. Jacob Schwartz, who partied with Robbie Mook, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign person. Brooke, whatever her name is, from CNN. He was a guest on Chris Cuomo's show, right? So why is Chris Cuomo, who said that 13-year-old girls should get used to looking at penises? This is all proven. A lot of times people, you know, we're not even in the realm of speculation right now. We're not even in the realm of, well, imagine or who knows what's going on. Chris Cuomo said on Twitter, this is how degenerate these people are. They are so degenerate that it doesn't even occur to them, hey, don't say this in public. If you think that 12-year-old girls should look at penises, you need to keep that to yourself, bro. That's not the kind of, like, that's real sick. There's nobody in the CNN room who'll be like, hey, bro, that just like when Alex and I, when we talk, Alex will go, oh, just make sure people know you're being sarcastic. Or I'll say, hey, Alex, make sure people know that you're only asking questions. You're not making a statement, right? Because we know how that could look to the outside world and how that could be used, right? So you have people, we don't live in a thought bubble. Now, at CNN, they live in such a degenerate pedophile thought bubble that Chris Cuomo has no problem in public saying, hey, if you don't want your 12-year-old daughter to see penises, that's your problem, buddy. You're the bigot. You're the bad. You're the, what is it, pedophobia. Yeah, if you don't want your 12-year-old daughter to see penises, that is because you're a pedophobe. What? That's going to be the left's next big move. Pedophobia. CNN did an article, Do Pedophiles Deserve Sympathy? This, again, you can find this stuff. This isn't me thinking, well, what if these people said it? This is all said it. So we know that CNN has argued that pedophiles deserve sympathy. Chris Cuomo believes that 12-year-old girls should see penises, and if you have a problem with that, you're a pedophobe. And Jacob Schwartz was a guest on Chris Cuomo's show. Jacob Schwartz worked for Mayor Bill de Blasio, friends with Robbie Mook, big hotshot Democrat, caught with child pornography. The media, they always want to bury that. But God help us, if somebody who follows us on Twitter posts an offensive meme, posts an offensive tweet, then suddenly there's a big problem. So there is a cover-up. Harvey Weinstein is the tip of the iceberg. Harvey Weinstein is just a creep. But now we got to go find the pedophile. We're going after him. We can't be stopped. Thanks for listening. Mike Cernovich, Cernovich.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.